Welcome to Finance Simplified, the podcast where we decode complex financial topics into digestible insights. Today, let's delve into the Australian Goods and Services Tax, GST, a cornerstone of the country's taxation system. Introduced in 2000, GST is a 10% tax on most goods and services consumed or sold in Australia. This broad-based tax replaced several existing taxes, aiming to streamline the tax system and enhance efficiency. While GST applies to most goods and services, there are exemptions. Essential items like basic foods, some education courses, and healthcare services are GST-free. These exemptions ensure that essential goods and services remain affordable for all Australians. From a business perspective, GST entails both collection and payment. Businesses registered for GST must include the tax in the price of their goods and services, effectively acting as tax collectors for the government. However, they can also claim credits for the GST they've paid on their expenses, reducing their overall tax liability. This system ensures that the end consumer ultimately bears the cost of the GST. The registration threshold for GST is $75,000 in annual turnover for businesses. Once registered, businesses must regularly file business activity statements, BAS, detailing their GST transactions. Non-compliance with GST regulations can result in penalties, making it essential for businesses to stay compliant and keep accurate records. For consumers, GST is included in the price of goods and services, making it invisible on receipts in many cases. However, understanding GST empowers consumers to make informed purchasing decisions and grasp why certain items are priced the way they are. In conclusion, Australian GST plays a pivotal role in the country's economy and taxation system. By understanding its fundamentals, both businesses and consumers can navigate the taxation landscape more effectively, ensuring compliance and informed decision-making. That wraps up our discussion on Australian GST. Stay tuned for more insights into Finance Simplified.